This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States is encouraging all sides to exercise restraint as massive protests in Hong Kong took a violent turn Wednesday. Police clashed with protesters who oppose a controversial extradition bill. Reporter Erin Hale says that both sides are bracing for more conflict.
The anger on the streets here is something that has not been felt since 2014's Umbrella Movement Democracy protests. However, this time, protesters sound much more desperate. They really feel that with the passage of this extradition law, Hong Kong will lose its autonomy from China. Many fear that this is the end of one country, two systems, when Hong Kong returned to Chinese sovereignty in 1997.
Reporter Erin Hale by Skype from Hong Kong. A House committee has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We have 24 yeas and 15 noes.
With that, the House Oversight Committee sent a measure to the full House asking that Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of Congress
for defying duly authorized subpoenas
for documents related to the decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Democrats fear the question will reduce participation in immigrant-heavy communities and undercount minority voters. The White House asserted executive privilege on the matter earlier in the day, saying the administration has engaged in good-faith efforts to satisfy the committee's oversight needs after turning over more than 17,000 pages of documents. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Wall Street ended trading on a down note with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow and the S&P lost 0.2% each. The Nasdaq slid by 0.4%. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that he would send 1,000 more U.S. service members to Poland as part of his broadening security and economic alliance. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's been praising Poland for meeting NATO commitments by boosting its defense spending. At a joint news conference with his Polish counterpart, he announced American forces will move there from elsewhere in Europe.
About 1,000 American troops.
And that the Polish government will pay for supporting them. He's also touting Poland's purchase of more than 30 F-35 Joint Strike Fighters. With a single jet flying over the White House today to mark the sale. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A 5-year-old boy has died of Ebola in Uganda in the first cross-border case of the virus since an outbreak began last year in eastern Congo. Halima Athumani reports from Kampala.
Ugandan health officials said the boy and five family members crossed into Uganda on June 10th from eastern Congo, where health workers have been fighting an outbreak of Ebola that has infected more than 2,000 people. The young boy was the first confirmed Ebola case in Uganda since the outbreak began. Uganda's health minister, Ruth Acheng, says the boy's family members have been isolated and are being tested for Ebola.
Right now, his grandmother and his younger brother, 3-year-old, have also tested positive, bringing us to a total of 3 confirmed cases. We have 7 suspects.
Ugandan officials said the Democratic Republic of Congo alerted them on Monday to the family's border crossing after they visited a relative in the DRC who later died of Ebola. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
A former Stanford University sailing coach avoided prison on Wednesday in the first sentencing to result from the U.S. college admissions scandal after admitting he took bribes to help children of wealthy parents gain admission to the school. U.S. District Judge Raya Zobel in Boston sentenced John Vandemore to 6 months of home confinement, rejecting prosecutors' request for a 13-month prison term after Vandemore had pleaded guilty to racketeering and conspiracy. Vandemore is among 50 people, including actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, who were charged in March with participating in a vast scheme overseen by college admissions consultant William Rick Singer. Prosecutors said that parents paid Singer more than $25 million to bribe coaches at universities, including Stanford, Yale, and the University of Southern California, to help rig college entrance exams and to help their children gain admission as fake athletic recruits. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Voice of America. VOA. One. The Voice of America. VOA.